This is the Time and Again Home Service. During these dark, difficult days, take a moment to turn up your wireless and listen to this week's episode of Greyhounds, made in association with Yorkshire Air Museum. And remember, your courage, your cheerfulness, and your resolution will bring us victory.
Do you mind if I sit here?
Why would I mind?
Oh, well, you might be busy or...
I'm not busy.
Right, thank you. It's been a lovely day, hasn't it? Really cheerful weather. You'd almost forget there was a war on.
Why are you speaking to me? Do I know you?
No, you don't. It's just friendly, isn't it?
Is it?
Yes, I think so. It's always nice to have a bit of a chatter on the train, share what's on your mind.
Oh, I see. Well, I was wondering, based on the number of bombed-out buildings I saw in London today, and the steep increase in number of deaths per year, you have to factor in at least 2.4 times as many as they mention in the papers. Where are all the extra coffins coming from? The government must be commissioning someone to do it. Or perhaps they're just throwing all the bodies onto a fire and doing away with boxes at all. Oh, don't you want to speak anymore?
Are you getting off at Biggleswade?
Shuttlefield.
Oh, so am I. It's lovely, isn't it? I was quite nervous about moving out to the country, but everyone's been very kind, especially my uncle. I think he's relieved to have someone to help with the cooking, really. No more burnt kippers.
You're Mr. Jones's niece?
Oh yes, do you know him?
He's doing a play in the village hall with my sister.
You must be Miss Winters, that explains it. I met your sister in the queue outside Carraway's. She seems very nice. Well, everyone has been. Mrs. Holt said I could help her with the flowers on Sunday. She has an arrangement with the vicar. Do you go to church, Miss Winters?
The arbitrary belief in a supernatural deity is held by those incapable of accounting for their own actions or afraid to face the consequences of their own mortality and the irreversible finality of death.
That's a no, then. I thought the church was very pretty. Mr. Croft showed us around. I think it's very unfair the way he's been treated. Most unchristian.
You know Mr. Croft?
Yes, he's staying with me and Uncle until everything blows over. He's very clever, isn't he? All those books he's read.
That's where he is.
Well, not exactly. He's gone away for a few days, visiting family, I expect. He left a note.
Next station, Shuttlefield. 5 minutes.
Well, here we are. It was lovely to meet you, Miss Winters. Perhaps we could have tea sometime.
No, thank you. Goodbye.
A word, if you please, Edward.
Actually, I'm rather busy just now.
Yes, a little too busy, I think. Sit down. Tea? It's rather good. Ernest Singleton managed to get hold of some.
From the back of a lorry?
One doesn't ask about such things. Though I understand coffee is more your drink at the moment.
What do you mean?
Morning coffee in the willow. Walks through Sutton Park alone with Miss Wilde. Do you think a greengrocer's daughter is suitable for a man in your position?
She's Mrs. Palmer's niece, not her daughter.
I have heard all sorts of unsavoury rumours. Men seen leaving her house after hours, and doesn't she claim to have been an actress in a previous life? Tell me, is her company freely given or is it paid for?
How dare you!
Of course, it's only natural to indulge in that sort of thing from time to time, but see you stop parading it about the village. It makes for very uncomfortable conversations at the golf club. Actually, I ran into Henry Cavendish while he was lunching there last week. His daughter's back for the duration. Joan. She'd been up with a hunting set in Derbyshire, but he felt it was best to have her home. Quite right. You remember Joan?
I don't think so.
Yes, you do. You used to ride out from Longmead together when Jack was home from school.
Oh, you mean the one that looked like a...
She's much more the ticket. Sensible sort of girl, good people. I've invited them over for dinner next Friday. See that you are home in time.
It rather depends. There's a lot going on at the office at present.
I hear you're working in recruitment these days.
Who told you that?
Picking up waifs and strays from the village with crossword puzzles.
You're talking about Catherine Winters?
Course I am. You want to be careful with a girl like her. She won't be easy to mould, unpredictable. Think they can speak back because they have the odd independent thought.
She'll be wonderful at the job. I'm quite certain of it.
Perhaps it's not Miss Wilde I should be concerned about. Perhaps it's Miss Winters.
Don't be absurd. A chap couldn't feel that way about Catherine Winters. She's not the full shilling. It would be wrong. Besides, I don't think she has feelings. She's part machine.
You think she'll make a valuable asset?
She has the most extraordinary mind for numbers. The speed that she can work things out. I've never known someone so quick or so accurate.
Perhaps I should have paid for her to study mathematics at Cambridge then. The good it's done you.
I hold a respectable position.
Winston Churchill's cleaner holds a respectable position, but they still spend their days scrubbing up someone else's mess on their hands and knees, however dignified the person who created it.
Is that everything?
Just see that you're here on Friday.
Now, entertain conjecture of a time. Creeping murmur and the pouring dark fills the wide vessel of the universe. From camp to camp, through the foul womb of night, the hum of either army stilly sounds that the thick sentinels almost receive the secret whispers of each other's watch. Fire answers.
Hello.
And through the pale flit. Lend me a hand with these beastly chairs. You used 3.5 inches of bath water this morning. That only leaves me 1.5 for the rest of the week.
I had 2 inches left over from last week.
I don't think it rolls over.
Of course it does. Not that there's anyone to check such things. A system based on human honesty was always going to fall into ruin. I know for a fact Mrs. Henderson next door used more than her ration last week, because I heard the bathwater being let out on Monday evening. But then in the fish queue on Friday morning, she said she'd had a positive soak the night before, as she'd saved up the entire week's hot water.
Did she? I always thought she was a patriotic woman. Where were you going anyway? It's not like you to get a train so early.
London.
London? That's rather exciting.
Is it?
Was there a raid?
At 3:07.
Did you use the underground?
I'm not sure. My mind was on other things.
It usually is. I don't suppose. Kate. Kate! Catherine! I don't suppose you've heard anything from Will.
Are you worried, Ruby? Is that why you're shouting and moving all the chairs about?
Of course I'm not worried. I called by Mr. Jones's house on my way here. That's where he's staying at the moment.
Yes, I know.
How can you know? I've only just found out myself.
I met a girl on the train. Mr. Jones's niece. She told me.
Oh yes, she's very nice. Oh, were you making friends?
Why would I want to be friends with her? She was thoroughly boring.
Well, there was no answer when I called. He's busy in the fields, I expect.
I shouldn't think so at this time of night. Very unproductive hours for agriculture. No, I haven't heard anything from him.
Would you tell me even if you had?
Yes, I'm telling you now. Why would I lie?
I thought you might have run off with him when you snuck out to catch the train this morning.
Yes. I suppose you would think that. But it's not something I would do. It's something you would do. At least you would. But you've never had the opportunity to run away with a man. You've never had much opportunity for anything, really.
Are we late?
Time is a free spirit, my dear. It shouldn't always be kept.
Well, here's my share. I reckon I know just about every way to stop her bleeding fire after folding this lot.
Oh, I'm sure Mr. Martin will be delighted. Always eager for an extra pair of hands on the stirrup pump.
Croft not here again.
Oh, it seems not, but we'll have to begin. It's 10 past already. Henry V with no Henry. They'll be talking about this one for years. Right, I'll just fetch the props box.
You didn't speak to him then?
Well, I've been terribly busy, old girl.
Yes, so I understand. Try calling for you.
Oh, have I missed anything? I ran all the way here. We were listening to It's That Man Again on the wireless, and I completely lost track of time. Don't forget the door, sir. Apollo and Hermes find it. Very funny.
It's all right. We're still setting up. Oh, Mrs. Holt. I've put aside some mince and a couple of rashers of bacon. It's wrapped up in newspaper, see? I'm fine without, and I thought Percy and the others could... Well...
That's very, very kind of you, my dear. But I couldn't possibly deprive you of your dinner.
I insist.
Well, they'll be very excited to breakfast like kings in the morning. Oh, you are coming to our little meeting on Tuesday?
Auntie P mentioned it last night. A medium, she said.
Not just any medium. Madame Zelenka. She's a marvel, a true mystic.
All right, Act 4, Scene 3, everyone. Heaven knows I've put it off long enough. Mr. Jones asked if he could play his trumpet, but, well, the less said of that, the better.
From the top?
I suppose so. Nancy, dear, if you could oblige. At this rate, you'll just have to do the part and to hell with the lot of them.
I think she'd make a marvellous King Henry.
With nervous energy, everyone. You're about to go into battle. Oh, Catherine, don't wander on with a face like you'd rather be doing the laundry. You're a soldier. All right.
Where is the king?
The king himself is rode to view their battle.
Of fighting men, they have full 70,000.
You're lying, Catherine. Besides...
There's 5-1 besides they're all fresh. If we no more meet until we meet in heaven, then joyfully my noble lords and my kind kinsmen, warriors all. Adieu.
Clear the stage. Move.
Farewell, kind lord, and good luck go with thee.
Oh, that we now had here but 10,000 of those men in England that do no work today.
What's he that wishes so? My cousin Westmoreland? No, my fair cousin, if we are marked to die, we are enough to do our country loss. And if to live, the fewer men, the greater share of honour. God's will, I pray thee, wish not one man more. This day is called the Feast of Crispy. He that outlives this day and comes safe home will stand a tiptoe when this day is named and rouse him at the name of Crispy. He that shall see this day and live old age will yearly on the vigil feast his neighbours and say, tomorrow is St. Crispian. Then will he strip his sleeve, show his scars and say, these wounds I had on Crispin's day. Old men forget, yet all shall be forgot. But he'll remember with advantages what feats he did that day. Then shall our names be in their flowing cups freshly remembered. This story shall the good man teach his son, and Crispin Crispian shall ne'er go by from this day to the ending of the world. But we in it shall be remembered. We few. We happy few, we band of brothers. For he today who sheds his blood with me shall be my brother. Be he ne'er so vile, this day shall gentle his condition. And gentlemen in England now abed shall think themselves accursed they were not here, and hold their manhoods cheap whiles any speaks that fought with us upon St. Crispin's day.
That was it! That was Henry! Oh, we found our king!
How marvellous!
Where have you been?
Had to go over to Oxford for a couple of days, but it's all right. It's all sorted now.
Will.
Look here.
There's no need to say anything.
Your business is your business. I spoke out of turn.
Do you think that's the worst I've heard? I found white feathers in my coat pocket and letters pushed under the door. I've even spent a couple of nights, I'd rather forget, locked up in a cell before this. None of it matters. You won't change my mind.
But why? Why don't you want to fight?
I know what you're thinking. My father killed in the last lot, or something like that.
Yes, I suppose that sort of thing.
What if I told you it was a German?
A German?
Yeah. A nice old chap I used to have next door to us. I used to hear him playing the piano, Chopin, normally, and talking to his cat. He loved that cat. They'd been there years, tucked away. Harmless. Something to do with the university, I think. Not long after it all kicked off back in 1939, I found him one morning, bleeding, on his doorstep. Hit and run, they said, but it wasn't. The boy who did it confessed to it quite proudly, said, there's one less enemy for our boys to deal with. It didn't matter that the old man was no more a Nazi than he was. Foreigner, German. Not one of us. That was enough.
That's terrible.
He was just a man that liked music and his cat, like most of us. And like most of them too, I suspect. That's why I won't fight. I understand. You know, and like I said, you're not the first. but can we at least be civil? Shake on it. It's not catching.
Really? What you say we sort the French out first before we think of anyone else?
Sounds like a plan. Though I can't say our armoury seems up to much.
Well, they'll look better with a little paint.
Couldn't you shake his hand at least?
And I haven't measured you for your costume. We can't have Henry going into Agincourt looking like...
Like what?
Never you mind. Mrs. Holt, fetch me the tape measure.
I was thinking of that lovely knitted chainmail. There's still some plenty to go around.
Knitted chainmail? Excellent idea. Does it go below the knee? I've just had a few inquiries and I think it would be best...
This was... Greyhounds, written by Laura Crowe, performed by Time and Again Theatre Company. You have been listening to Fiona Primrose, Laura Crowe, Catherine Cowdery, Tim Cooper, Jacqueline Weeble, Jacob Taylor, Paul Wilson, Kendall Boardman, Catherine Reynolds, Samantha Vaughan, Ben Hines, Adam Martin Brooks, and Anthony Morris. Yes, Sir, That's My Baby is written by Walter Donaldson and Gus Kahn. Music arranged and performed by the Easy Rollers. Thank you for listening. Please tune in next time, and remember, keep calm and carry on. When we reach that beach.